I need some blog music. Thank you. The reason we do this is the fine Laura Connolly, our web editor. She's a uniter, not a divider. She stands for change.
Good morning.
She does it every day on our website. So, Laura, what's on the agenda today on our site and blog?
Well, one of the things that just happened I'm excited about is Ken Okoth just checked in. He's the Kenyan who lives in the Washington, D.C. area now, who is trying to get his family out from the violence that was happening in Kenya.
We spoke to him last week on the air. Yeah.
Exactly. And he's already given us actually a couple of slideshows, which I'll link to again. He gave kids in Kenya last summer disposable cameras, and what they came back with is just amazing. But now he talks about his family's flight to Tanzania. Mm-hmm. They're safe now. And he talks on the blog a little bit about what the five-year-old in the family saw and how they're handling that.
Oh, my gosh.
And his family sent some images, so we're going to go ahead and put up a slideshow of that.
That sounds good. We also have an Iraqi soldier blogger.
Yeah, I just want to acknowledge. There is a soldier named Army Major Andrew Olmsted who was blogging for the Rocky Mountain News out of Denver, Colorado, and he was killed on January 3rd. He'd left a friend a final post, and they put it up, and we blogged the final post. Mm-hmm. And no sooner had we done it than we started getting comments from people. Most of them were sort of along the lines of this: I'm so sorry for the loss of another American soldier. But the second comment was, those who live by the sword die the same way. And I just wanted to acknowledge some of the tough debate that's going on in there and to talk a little bit, just a word to the listeners, that it's really fine to come on the blog and debate war. Some of the worst of your comments, or some of the toughest, you'll see that I won't post because they're ad hominem attacks.
Mm-hmm.
And those we won't post. And I just want to say that to people because we welcome it.
Yeah, keep it civil. Keep it engaging.
That's
keep
right.
It lively.
Keep it on the issues. The other thing is we have a check-in this week from Jill Homer, mm-hmm. who's training to bite the Iditarod and who has a little bit of a knee injury right now. So I just get her to describe it for
okay.
you. Here you go.
It's just almost a burning pain in the front of my kneecap. I've had something similar before. I got an MRI and doctor diagnosed with chondromalacia, which is inflammation of the cartilage. It's a little bit like arthritis. Repetitive motion actually is a lot of the cause.
So she's been going around with these menthol packs on her knee. She says it feels weird to have kind of the heat. She smells like a little old lady, but
no.
She's got to stay on the bike right now. That she's going to be biking 350 miles in the snow in Alaska in late February, so she's coming into her pretty peak time in her training. Meanwhile, she's used the time off to look back over the last year, and we have a slideshow from that. I'll get her to describe what she did last year.
I actually tallied it up and came out with 6,500 miles.
Wow.
It ended up being 1,000 more than last year, which surprised me because earlier this year I spent about 3 months off my bike recovering from my last knee injury. So it turned out I actually had a pretty good mileage year.
I mean, that's on a mountain bike, a lot of it in the snow with 3 months off. That's California to Florida and back.
Unbelievable.
We wish her luck. Check out the picture. She's sitting there with an iceberg above her. It's amazing stuff.
All right. It's npr.org/Bryant Park, our web editor, Laura Conaway. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.
And thanks to you, everybody, for listening to the Bryant Park Project for this Monday, January 7th, 2008. I'm Allison Stewart. Do come visit us on our blog. Oh, we're there all day long, sometimes into the night, early morning, too. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.